Now, Mr. Anodonpre, thank you for your time here on Newsnight.
Yeah, my brother, good evening.
You had the acrimony and the chaos within the NDC. Do you sympathize?
Well, sympathy. Well, I can appreciate they are conditioned, okay, and the state in which they find themselves, which is obvious. So, yes, I can understand them. But I think it's a self-inflicted wound. In all sincerity, it's a self-inflicted wound, especially where, from the outset, when the names of the nominees were put out, ab initio, without even listening to these nominees at that point, the committee. This has never happened. That even without listening to the nominee, the party had taken a decision that they were going to go against them. I was surprised when they showed up at the appointment committee to vet them. So there was more of inconsistencies on the part of the minority. For instance, clearly, they had communicated to us that the party political committee had decided that the Supreme Court justice nominee, they were not going to go against them, but eventually they went against them. So I think that they themselves should do their own soul searching, and just as the former president is calling on some of the MP to do soul searching, they should look within. The leadership of the party should do a proper soul searching, and in their bid to get the party the MPs to follow a certain pattern, they need to engage. You don't, with greater respect, you don't sit in your office and just issue statement. You need to engage, okay? And when they were issuing the statement, we were also engaging and appealing to their sense of patriotism and the fact that these nominees are people they know. For some of them, they have a long relationship, 12 years, spanning over 12 years, 8 years, some of the nominees. So, I mean, they were just, the greater respect, they were swimming against a fast-moving current. And it wasn't a strategic decision for them to have issued a statement. They could have done their own things behind the scenes. But for the party to issue a statement, I think that next time when you are issuing such statement, they need to look at it again. But as to whether I sympathize with them, I don't think that we have done anything wrong, okay? We went out there to preach patriotism, and the fact that our president has shown demonstrable readiness to downsize as the call that we should downsize government and all that.
Mr. Dompress,
for a long time, if I can just finish with respect, for the long time, deputy ministers, deputy regional ministers, we don't have them. That was for me, it's a significant beginning. And so we put all these together, and we spoke and reached out to our colleagues. It could have been more. The numbers could have been more. I think that for some schemes that they put in, it would have been more. But we are not done yet. There are still more businesses that we have to prosecute. And so from day one, we thought that we could reach out, and you can check the records. Many, many occasions, we on the side of the majority, we try to avoid the voting, okay, that where we can stage compromises here and there, because it's a house. And we can't always be voting on issues. It is not the best. Particularly, since time immemorial, we've never voted on Supreme Court justice nominees. So we tried to reach out. We did all we could. But I guess our people were carried away by the party's positions, the more of a partisan position. And so there's nothing to be sympathetic about.
You said that you only appeal to the sense of patriotism of some of your colleagues on the opposite end of the aisle, among the NDC. But what do you make then? How do you respond to the likes of Ricky Tegan, who has suggested that some of his colleagues were bribed? Did you bribe them?
Well, I think it's a matter that could come before the Privileges Committee. And I guarantee that when we meet tomorrow at conclave, I'll raise it before the Speaker. And also, before the voting, you recall that the Speaker has said that it is secret voting, okay? Secret vote, and nobody for so ever should need record. We are told, if it's proven that members went in there with their phones and took pictures of what they were doing, then the Speaker may have to be guided going into the future, because I'm sure this is not the first time we are going to be to be voting. Also, Richard, I don't know, but as the saying goes, who is alleged must prove. If he has a basis that somebody was bribed, he should prove it. For us, we did not rely on any form of bribery. We spoke to their conscience. We took advantage of friendship. We spoke and underscored the need for patriotism to win at the end of the day. And for us in the majority, we think that patriotism won. Patriotism over partisanship won at the end of the day. Because you cannot tell me that these traditional ministries should be scrapped off. Okay? And respect to the former president, he had the opportunity to govern the country. Did he ever make that decision to drop deputy regional ministers? I think that as we should also be fair to ourselves and ask critical questions. Is it the case that the president has not shown any attitude of downsizing or any, for want of a better word, any sensitivity to listen to the cry of the people? Is it the case that the president has not shown any attitude like that? I don't think it is the case. I don't think our colleagues should be also considerate in their criticism, because they've also had a thing to rule before. They've been in government before. We saw what they did. We saw what they did. So it's unfortunate. And for me, there is nothing to be sympathetic about. They themselves should look within, and they should do proper soul searching at the party headquarters in their attempt at issuing statement and forcing people, members of parliament. For me, those who have seen it all, some have been ministers before, some have been MPs for a long time, and just push them into a box. If you do this, they'll react. And that's the reaction they